Maseches Tamai, Perkei Mishnah Zayin, 5-7. The Mishnah continues to discuss the question of purchasing separate batches of produce from an Amaretz, where each batch is required to be tithed according to the rules of Demai. If one can take Demai from one, the Demai tithes, let's call them, from one on behalf of the other. So the previous Mishnah had discussed the case of buying from a wholesaler, a distributor, a middleman, someone who had gotten his produce from multiple sources, and that being the case, you had to assume that different batches came from different suppliers. Now our Mishnah talks about buying from an individual person. That is, say this is a private farmer, and you essentially, if you've had the joy, you've done it yourself. Drive along the street, you see there's like in a rural area, there's a farmer, and in front of his farm or his area, he has a sign up, you know, he's selling strawberries by the punnet or, you know, tomatoes that he grew on his farm. So that's our case here. You basically see a farmer, he's selling from his own backyard the tomatoes he grew in his backyard. So the question is, if you go back a second day or a second time and buy more tomatoes, can you assume that the tithing status, meaning the demai status of the first batch, is the same as the second batch? The Mishnah says, Halokeach min ha bal habayis. Oops, I'm sorry, I said 5-6. We're actually 5-7, I apologize. 5-7. Halokeach mi bal habayis, v'chazer v'lakach min oshnia. If one purchases from a farmer, v'chazer v'lakach min oshnia, you go and buy back another batch for him a second time. Ma'asim mezeh al zeh. You may tithe the requisite demai tithings on one batch on behalf of the other batch. Afilu mishtei kupos. Even if when you go back a second time, the produce you purchase comes from a different container. Afilu mishtei ayaros. Even if you happen to see this same farmer in a different town on a different day, standing in front of a different field that belongs to him, and he's selling tomatoes out of this field. So if you bought tomatoes on the first day from his field in City A, and then on the following day you buy tomatoes from him from his field in City B, even so, in all those cases, you can assume that since he's a single person, he's not in the practice of purchasing and selling other people's produce. This is can be reasonably assumed to be stuff he grew, and either he really takes the proper tithes or he doesn't. But either way, the obligations are uniform between the first and second batch you purchase, and therefore you can take tithes on one on behalf of the other. On the other hand, if that same small-time farmer has set up a stand in the marketplace and there he's selling his vegetables, so now there's a fear. The fear is that he's selling tomatoes and maybe they came from his garden, in which case he tithed them or he didn't tithe them, and each batch of tomatoes has got the same obligation, but it is the custom for people who are selling in a marketplace to occasionally source vegetables from other people. And that being the case, there's the concern that when you go back a second time, the tomatoes you bought came from a different person than even if it's from the small-time farmer that you purchased it, there's a fear that the second batch of tomatoes that you purchased came from a different source and were therefore on a derived level have different tithing obligations than the first batch you purchased. And therefore the Mishnah says, if this small-time farmer is selling vegetables in the marketplace, if he claims that today's batch and yesterday's batch of, let's say, tomatoes that you purchased, both came from his gardens, therefore they're his, therefore you can assume safely that the tithing obligation is the same on both, and you can tithe one on behalf of the other, and maaser achas, you can therefore tithe one al hakol, from one batch on behalf of all of the tomatoes in both batches. But if he says that these tomatoes came from other people's gardens other than his garden, then you have to be afraid that, of course, the source of today's vegetables aren't the same source as yesterday's vegetables, and therefore you have to tithe each batch that you purchased separately. The Bartonura makes a point of clarifying that while it's true that where you are allowed to tithe on one on behalf of the other, like, for example, you bought from the farmer at his home, or you bought from a farmer in the marketplace, and he told you both came from his private farm. That's true with the important caveat that both batches had to have come from the same, it's called halachic fiscal year. So in the case of vegetables, we ascribe the year that they belong to in terms of the Shemitah cycle to the time in which they were picked. So these tomatoes, if some were picked in Elul and some were picked and Tishrei, crossing over Rosh Hashanah, then you could not, of course, tithe one on behalf of the other, because that's a separate rule altogether about tithing one year's produce on another year's produce.